1-800-451. You're 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com as we launch in to the second hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia is here courtesy of Puke and the Gang. You can go and hear more of her over at pukeandthegang.com. 855-453 is our toll-free number. We've been talking about secession. There's news from the Examiner that a bunch of states have, not the governments of those states, but people in those states, have put forth petitions to secede from the United States. And this these petitions have been filed over at whitehouse.gov, which, as I said, you know, kind of creeps me out. I didn't really like the idea of having to register an account on their site in order to sign one of these petitions. So if you're like me and that kind of creeps you out, although, Mark, you make a good point that they probably already know what my email address is.
They probably know what the results of your TB inoculation were when you went to jail. I mean, if the White House wants any information on Ian Freeman, they've got it.
But the odds are the average person listening probably doesn't have an FBI file like that. So, you know, maybe they would be creeped out by this. In which case, I recommend a throwaway email address if you would like to sign one of these petitions or sign more than one. You can sign as many of these secession petitions as you want. It doesn't require 25,000 people being in the same state. So there's a bunch of different ones for different states. You could sign all 19 of them if you wanted to. And if you want to use a throwaway email, and the one I used was yopmail, yopmail.com. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And there's like Mailinator, Gorilla Mail.
How do you get the mail off of those things, though, once you create the account?
Some of them work in different ways. So, like on Yotmail, you just go and you type in whatever you want the email address at Yotmail to be. So, yopmail.com. So, if I were to type in markedge@yotmail.com, then it would just show me whatever emails were there for that address. So, like, you could use an address that somebody else has already used, in theory. You know, if you were to type in 1234@yotmail, there's probably stuff being sent to that. So, you're just able to get into whatever email address you want to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess
it does.
Just type
it in on the website, and there it is. It shows up.
I guess you don't send anything very important there, right?
Well, no. That's exactly what these are for. They're throwaway emails. So you can sign up for, you know, if you're going to sign up for a porn site and you don't want the wife to find out or something like that, you use Yotmail. You sign up for something that, you know, you don't want to have notices coming from, or some company you don't trust that you think is going to send you some spam or maybe sell your email address to mailing lists. You can use this to protect you from that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So that's what I used when I signed up for the WhiteHouse.gov account, so I could sign the petitions. And I think it's really important to start talking about this. And what's interesting is I had one of the occupiers contact me today, the Occupy New Hampshire folks, asking if I wanted to be a part of a Q&A session about the idea of secession. And, of course, I'm more than happy to help with that. I wouldn't style myself an expert at it, but I'm certainly a fan of the idea, and I would do anything I can to promote the concept. So that, you know, that folks in Occupy are asking about this, I think is a good indicator that the idea of secession has a wide cutting, you know, interest.
It allows freedom for all kinds of ideas.
Yeah.
Because, as a matter of fact, over in England, when you talk about the Liberal Democrats, which it just sounds like the last kind of group that would be interested in decentralized government. But absolutely, they are. They're in support of you know, Scotland's secession, Wales, and Cornwall. Anyway, you know, all these places, these secession movements, they want more localized government there. And so there's nothing that says that, you know, those that might be liberals would necessarily want centralized government, because they already know how difficult it is to deal with centralized government.
Right. And, you know, people that have been paying attention to Barack Obama and all of the promises that he broke about hope, change, closing Guantanamo Bay,
transparency,
ending the war, transparency, these are all reasons to, you know, support secession. Hey, this guy's a liar, and the Republicans are, you know, no better. So why don't we just call it a day? Let's go ahead. This is an idea whose time has come, and it has come again, and it needs to happen this time, but in a peaceful manner. That was where it went wrong.
I didn't meet too many Democrats that, despite the fact that he didn't do those things, did not rally behind him in this election.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of them had their excuses.
Yeah.
Well, I did meet a lot of Republicans that, despite Mitt Romney being, somebody that they didn't vote for in the primary and thought to be a lukewarm moderate, that mm-hmm. didn't rally behind him, too. There certainly were some Ron Paul people that didn't and that went and voted for Gary Johnson, but...
Party politics people are going to be that way, you know, and that's why I don't think I got as many votes in the election. It was because people were probably just looking down those columns. Here in New Hampshire, they give you one column for Democrat, one column for Republican, and then another column for
third
party.
Isn't there a straight ticket option at the top, too?
There used to be. They took that away, as I understand it. But you can still just look down that ticket and then still check the ones. You don't even have to read the names, right? If you're a Republican voter, you just check all the Republicans. If you're a Democrat voter, you check all the Democrats, and you call it that's it.
Right. You ran for... political office here in New Hampshire as a libertarian, and you got somewhere between 10% and 20% of the vote. You didn't even get the Republicans in town didn't even vote for you, pretty much.
That's a good question. I mean, I'm sure some of them did.
I'm sure some of them did.
They probably just voted for nobody, right?
I would guess they left it blank, yeah.
Republican candidate.
Right. Yeah, I would guess they just skipped that one. So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know. There's not much else to say about it besides the fact that, hey, people are talking about secession. That's good news. And the more that people...
But it happens every time a Democrat wins a major office.
Does it?
More and more. I mean, maybe it'll get bigger as time goes by, which is all the better reason to vote for Democrats for president, I guess.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So that's always important. Start talking about it at, Thanksgiving's coming up. Perfect time to talk about secession with the family.
Regale your family with stories of secession.
Talk about it over the water cooler at work. Talk about it online in your various different online hangouts and that sort of thing. And pass around the petitions. Why not?
I was listening to these guys on Free Talk Live, and they may be socially inept, but they were talking about... secession, and I think it's important that we talk about that.
So, in the meantime, there's other news. CBS New York reporting on an absolutely ridiculous story, and it doesn't get much more ridiculous than this. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's food police have struck again. Outlawed are food donations to homeless shelters because the city can't assess their salt, fat, and fiber content.
Oh, dear God.
Glenn Richter arrived at a West Side synagogue on Monday to collect surplus bagels, fresh, nutritious bagels, to donate to the poor. However, under a new edict from Bloomberg's food police, he can no longer donate the food to the city's homeless shelters. It's the No Bagels for You edict. According to the story, Richter said, "I can't give you something that's a supplement to the food you already have. Sorry, that's wrong." Richter's been collecting food from places like the Ohav Zedek Synagogue and bringing it to homeless shelters for more than 20 years.
Wow, that guy's dedicated.
Yeah, but recently his donation, including a collant or carrot stew, was turned away because the Bloomberg administration wants to monitor the salt, fat, and fiber eaten by the homeless. Richter said he was stunned. Said his family has eaten the same food forever and flourished. My father lived to 97, he says. My grandfather lived to 97, and they all enjoyed it, and somehow we're being told that this is no good, and I think there is a degree of management that becomes micromanagement, and when you cross that line, simply what you're doing is wrong.
Well,
and in this case...
What's strange about that is food like bagels, for example, is something that's on the government's own food pyramid as the most... the category that you should eat the most of, right? Grains?
Grains.
Yes, but these bagels might have extra salt.
Okay.
And they can't tell, so we got to... Better that you not eat at all than you
insanity.
Eat something.
It's insanity.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolute insanity.
But Mayor Bloomberg, a saltaholic himself, was unapologetic. Quote...
Of course he was.
CBS News, by the way. Quote...
He's doing it for your own good.
For the things that we run because of all sorts of safety reasons, we just have a policy, it is my understanding, not of not taking donations. Told that his administration recently enacted the policy, the mayor was Grinch-like.
Oh,
quote,
never mind, then that's fine.
If they did it in the past, they shouldn't have done it, and we shouldn't have accepted it, is what he said. So look, hey, this is brand new, this hasn't always been your policy.
This is the right way to do things.
You should let the starving people speak to that.
Richter said that over the years he's delivered more than 2 tons of food to the homeless. He said Mayor Bloomberg is eating away at his ability to do good. The ban on the food donations was made by an interagency task force that includes the Departments of Health and Homeless Services. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Does anyone really support this? I mean, besides whatever company it is that's providing food services to the homeless shelter? It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free. And if you would like, you may support this program by going to the promote page, promote.freetalklive.com. We've got web banners and graphics, high-res graphics you can use to make your own Free Talk Live gear, for instance.
You can do that, plus download flyers you can print out and more. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a link. You'll also get details on how to get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
So we've talked on this show about the mortgage rates being at historic lows. And, you know, you've heard that a lot. I've heard that a lot in the last 10 years. But it really is true. You can get a mortgage now at a much lower rate than you could, even when the last time they said they were at historically low rates. And, when, you know, so it may be a good idea to take that 30-year fixed or that adjustable rate, if you still got an adjustable rate out there, and get a rate that's fixed. But consider for a second getting a 20-year, 15-year, or 10-year mortgage. You pay a lot less in interest on these, and with these low rates, you can probably get a similar payment to what you're paying in your 30-year fixed now, and essentially have that house paid off in a much much quicker way, and have equity in it when if you're going to sell even earlier than that. So go take a look at mortgageminuteguy.com. Again, it's mortgageminuteguy.com. We have worked with Roger Schlesinger here on the show, and frankly had a lot of success with him, and he helps a lot of people get the best rates on their mortgage. So mortgageminuteguy.com, and ask him about 20-year, 15-year, 10-year fixed loan, and it'll see if it'll work out for you. mortgageminuteguy.com.
All right, so the news is out of New York City, where Michael Bloomberg and his staff have, there's been a new edict, a diktat has been handed down that will ban all food donations to homeless shelters in the city. Now, what's not entirely clear is whether or not this is only affecting government homeless shelters. I imagine it is, but that's not, I'm not clear on that. I don't know how many homeless shelters in New York City are government-run versus privately-run. I know, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, most of them are government-run, but there is one that's privately-run. So I don't know if this is just a regulation that only affects those government shelters or not. But either way, it's pretty outrageous that a man who's been collecting food, as he says, he's collected over 2 tons of food for homeless people in New York City.
Over a decade.
Over 20 years, I think.
20 years, 2 decades.
And now all of a sudden it's a problem. Whoa, we've got to be able to test this stuff. We can't just be handing out free food to folks without knowing how much salt content there is and what kind of fat levels
there are.
There
could be trans fat in this bagel.
Right, so here, how about instead of you donating that to us, why don't you just take it over to that dumpster over there? That'll be fine.
Throw it away. That'll help people.
Right, because that's what happens. I mean, that's what these... you used to work at a restaurant where they did donations of old bakery goods.
Right.
And, you know, the stuff's going to get thrown out if somebody doesn't take it for a donation.
Right. We donated it to the local food bank.
Yeah. Right. But it would have been thrown out had you not.
Yes.
There's nothing else you can do with that. It's right. Going to go bad. Well, so it either goes...
You could give it to a pig farmer. And this is another option, is go to, livestock.
The thing that doesn't make any sense about this at all is... How much salt do you think is in these extra food items? Like, you can only put so much salt in, and then eventually you would taste it, right? And you could go to any grocery store in New York City, and you could buy a can of soup that would have 200 or 2,000 milligrams of sodium in it. Like, how much more sodium is a bagel going to have or something like that? That doesn't make any sense.
But they just have to know. It doesn't make a difference as to how much is actually in it. It makes a difference as to how much there could be in it. And there could be way too much salt in it. I mean, that's really what the fear is that...
They're so concerned about the health of the city's homeless that they're not even going to let them eat anything that's been unapproved. It's disturbing.
It takes away the responsibility that homeless people have for their own health.
It's right along the same line as the rules in Orlando and Philly and other cities around the country where you can't feed the homeless in city parks. I mean, they're making it as difficult as possible.
But this is worse because this isn't feeding homeless people, like just going to the park and feeding random people. This is donating food to a shelter.
An approved shelter. I mean, it takes it one step further. And what it looks like, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist on this, but what it looks like is that the government doesn't want anybody to do private charity so that they can therefore say...
They're the ones who are taking care of
The big government apologists can therefore say, well, look, private charity doesn't work.
Yep.
I saw some people on Reddit. There were anti-libertarians or something like that.
Everybody on Reddit's an anti-libertarian.
I don't know, but I mean, this was reading something there. And they were basically making fun of the Shire sharing program that goes on here that was put on by a free stater in order to help people. As if, yeah, that's what they were saying. As if, you know, this is some way that we're trying to pretend like...
You mean the Shire sharing program that feeds a bunch, like hundreds of families,
yeah,
turkey dinners?
In the
like
last
that?
Couple of years, it yeah. just started up. I mean, this is a new
I think
startup.
They're going to order like 600... I think they're going to get 600 families.
600 meals.
Like that, or
600
meals,
like that.
Yeah.
It's an incredible program that feeds a lot of people, and to be cynical about that takes a really twisted individual. And
well, what were they saying? Like,
basically, that the reason that we're doing it, feeding 600 families, they don't know the number, but feeding dozens of families over, you know, one night of the year, you know, just to assuage our you know, guilt at being nasty libertarians that want to keep all our money. Because that's the line from the big government folks, is that that libertarians are greedy.
Mm.
Not that libertarians believe the government is an inefficient and wasteful organization that actually harms the people that they purport to help.
Yeah.
Not that. They won't listen to that. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear, if you don't want me to demand that your money be stolen at the point of a gun, if necessary...
You must not be compassionate, then.
You must not be compassionate. Not that I'm willing to give my money to an efficient organization that's going to hand out this food in a much better way.
Right. I mean, having been involved in the local homeless shelter as a contributor to that organization... I've kind of heard a few things about how they run differently from the government homeless shelters in town, and it's better. It's run better than the government shelters.
More efficient. Yeah.
And it's a clear choice. I don't want to support organizations that are run poorly. I don't want to support organizations that
Why
are run
would you?
Wastefully.
It's only going to get more poorly run organizations.
Right.
Who wants poorly run organizations? It's crazy.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want. Steve is in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen, and I believe there's a lady there, too, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken.
Go ahead, sir.
Last night, Mark was talking about Henry Gunther, who was the last soldier to die in World War II officially.
World War I, officially.
There's a little bit more to the story than the article that Mark was reading revealed.
Great, I'd love to hear
Henry
it.
Gunther. Can you hear me? I might be
yep.
in a bad location. Okay.
Sound fine.
Okay, great. Henry Gunther had written a letter home talking about how terrible the war was, how pointless it was, and how bad army life was. It was intercepted by the Wilson administration.
Oh, my.
And it was
Stand by, Steve. We'll bring you back. You can finish your story here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about the government restricting contributions to charity or whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. We give them to you, and you can enjoy them like the archives. They go back to late 2006. Click and download. They're yours. The last 7 days worth at the top of the website. And then if you click into the archive section, you can go back for years worth. Plus, you can also grab them from our SoundCloud page. You can find the SoundCloud link under Listen and Share on the left-hand side at freetalklive.com. Just click the SoundCloud link there. Or if you are anywhere on the web and you want to go instantly to our SoundCloud page, just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You'll find each episode, plus bonuses like the Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series that he does on a fairly regular basis. You can download those through our SoundCloud page as well. And then click the Share button on your favorite episodes to easily share them to your Facebook, Twitter, or various other social networking websites and profiles.
StrategicSurvival.com is the website where you can go get the book, whether it's an e-book or the regular Dead Tree edition of Strategic Survival. And this is the kind of thing that you would want to have in a hard copy because it's something that you could use in the case of an emergency. Not only, it has all the information you're going to need in whatever sort of survival situation might come along. It's easy to make fun of the preppers out there, and I'm sure folks have listening to the show have done that, but, you know, those preppers looked pretty good in New Jersey and New York when Hurricane Sandy or the Nor'easter or whatever they want to call that came through. They had food, they had generators, they had power, they had what they needed. And Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com will give you the information on how to handle whatever the situation that life may throw at you, whether it's man-made or not. It includes recommendations for training and practice so that you'll be confident when some situation like this comes about. Again, it's strategicsurvival.com. It's a great book. It's well worth it, and it's the only one you're going to need in this particular area. You don't have to dig any deeper. You can, but this is what you need, strategicsurvival.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that is, again, the toll-free number here. We were discussing the homeless banning contributions to the homeless shelters and such, and let's see, also apparently the Colorado Drug Task Force is disbanding. This is not a very detailed news article here, but they, according to the Associated Press, the entire drug task force is disbanding over lack of resources.
So that is awesome.
South Metro Drug Task Force serving Arapahoe, Douglas, and Elbert counties.
Serving.
I apologize. That's not the whole state. That's one of their task forces. Has been fighting drug crimes for 23 years. Now they're done for. Arapahoe County Sheriff Grayson Robinson said Thursday that investing limited resources to specific crimes is becoming more difficult because of a lack of funding. Drug enforcement will heretofore be handled by local agencies. So they're not going to stop the war on drugs, but the drug task force in those counties is being shut down. Step in the right direction.
They're talking about funding, and frankly, Colorado's had semi-legalized marijuana for a couple of years now with their their relatively lax medical marijuana laws. And this goes to show what we've been saying on this show for 10 years now, that the war on drugs is a war on marijuana. The war on marijuana is what funds the operations on the rest of these drugs out there. More than half the arrests, Ian, is that right? More than half the drug arrests,
yep,
are marijuana arrests. And many, many of those, I think it's like 80% of them,
are possession.
Those people generally aren't going to jail. Those people are just being fined a great deal in some cases. The fine here in Keene, New Hampshire, in New Hampshire in general, is $420. That's a big chunk of change for somebody who doesn't have a lot of money. And I think the average person can sit there and say that $420 would probably hurt their weekly budget.
I got one a couple of years ago in Virginia, and it was $390.
Yeah, and that's what it's like. And so that's how they go about funding these task forces.
We had Steve on the line. He had dropped off during the break. He is now back. Great. So we've got Steve back. Steve, I think you said you were in North Dakota. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to talk about Henry Gunter. Mark was talking about him last night.
This was the guy that was the last man shot in World War One, correct?
That's correct.
Last guy shot in World War One, shot in literally the very last minute of the war, officially. He's the last official soldier killed. He was a German-American. He was the first generation. His parents were born in Germany. He lived in Baltimore. And he had written a letter. He had been busted from sergeant down to private because he had written a letter home about how crummy it was being in the Army and how pointless the war was. And this was considered to be, you know, not consistent with the goals of the nation, I guess. And so they busted him down, and there was some murmuring in his platoon that he was sympathetic to the Germans. And so during that last charge, everybody was told to stand down. They were supposed to take a machine gun nest, the German machine gun nest.
Right.
And they were told to stand down because it literally any minute the war was supposed to end. Well, they said that for no reason at all, he jumped up, grabbed his gun, ran towards the Germans, shooting. And his friends said that what they believed was that he thought this was his last chance to prove to his fellow soldiers that he was not sympathetic to the Germans. This was his last opportunity. He ran towards them shooting, and the American soldiers tried to wave him back. The Germans tried to wave him away, but he was shooting at him. So out of self-defense, they shot and killed him. They hit him right in the head. And then they went and collected up his body and brought him back to the Americans. And
wow.
So that kind of puts a little bit of a different, I mean, I don't want to say spin, that's not the right word, but it sort of fills in the blanks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very interesting, and this is the kind of pressure that's put on soldiers in the field. And you know, you'll hear every soldier, sailor, marine, say that the reason they fight is for their compatriots there, their brethren on the battlefield. That it's, you know, that's what it comes down to, that you form this unit cohesion And you feel this this brotherhood with these people, and that's who you're trying to protect and who's trying to protect you.
Right. It's the guy to your left and the guy to your right. And then the other thing, speaking about Armistice Day, Veterans Day, is that this is a little-known fact, but it is a fact, and you can look it up. World War One ended 2 years ago. It ended in October of 2010, because October of 2010 was when Germany made its final payment of reparations to the Allies.
Really?
And you can look that up. Yeah, World War II lasted for 96 years. World War One. I study World War II a lot, so I keep saying World War II, but no, I'm talking about World War One.
World War II is the one that sticks in people's heads, and World War One really is. I mean, World War II is just just part two of World War One. It was completely set up by the Treaty of Versailles, and the expectations that were there. Of course, General Blackjack Pershing and his push for harsh terms on Germany certainly didn't help, and that's what allowed Hitler to rise to power. If the United States hadn't have gotten involved in World War One, likely there would have been no Hitler and no World War II.
Right. And in fact, when Hitler invaded France, one of the first things he did is he went and he looked for the exact railroad car that the Treaty of Versailles was signed in, and he blew it up.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe that World War II was inspired by World War One, just that fact alone right there, I think, kind of demonstrates it. The last thing, and I'll take this part off the air, is I have XM Radio. This is more addressed to Ian. I have XM Radio. And, when you have XM radio, you have a little screen and it shows what station you're on, like Ozzy's Boneyard or Willie's Roadhouse or Outlaw Country or whatever it is. My fantasy is to one day be scrolling through and see Liberty Radio Network on my XM radio having its own channel.
Well,
now,
that's a cool fantasy.
Where we are here to think to that.
I'm sure if I gave XM enough money, they would find the space for a channel like that.
I'd love to know how much money that was.
I would be curious to know that as well.
I think there's people that would be willing to finance that.
You think so? Well, if you know those people, I'd like to meet them, because I don't know any of those people.
Well,
that'd be great if we could have people
do that.
Hey, thanks for the call, Steve.
If you're one of those people, send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com.
Yeah. I mean, if I thought that I could afford it, I would even look into it, but, 855-453, plus there's, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, toll free, 855-453. How much would you pay to snuggle with someone? 1-855-450-3733. We'll find out here in a moment what people will actually pay for that. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features. We share them with you. If you enjoy the program, you can do various different things to help us out. One of those things is become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is if we get enough money into the AMP program, we can do things with it. So, like, advertise Free Talk Live to talk radio stations. We do that. But there are other things that we don't have enough money for, like the last caller wanted us, you know, wanted to hear LRN.FM on XM.
Now, LRN.FM is sort of your hobby project where online you can go to LRN.FM and listen to some liberty-oriented programs that you put together. It's
That's a
pretty darn professional operation. I think that the commercials repeat a little too often, but it's because nobody's paid to pay attention to this thing.
Well,
you do
right.
your very best, but
I don't. Like you said, it's a hobby, so you're not out actively selling it, and you probably wouldn't want to bother because there aren't that many listeners to
sure.
the thing.
It's a website, right?
It's a web stream. The stream is available to folks who want to rebroadcast it. So, like, radio stations, like, I was out actually in Keene today with Daryl. We were doing a sine wave for the local radio station that airs LRN.FM. And there was one point at which some young guys in a car cranked up their stereo, and they were tuned to Liberty 94.3.
That's right.
And, so I thought that was pretty cool. But, you know, getting on a system like XM would... There's two major hurdles. One, cost. I don't know what they would charge per month, but I can tell you what. I can tell you I'm paying several hundred dollars per month for free-to-air KU band access for the channel, and I imagine XM's going to be significantly more expensive than that.
And reach significantly more people.
That's true. Yeah, you're talking about, an audience of 21 million people, I believe, on Sirius and XM together.
Yeah,
and
potentially,
so,
right.
So if they had the bandwidth to sell... Which they may not, you know, they only have so much bandwidth, right? So they can only fit so many channels in that space, if that
right.
was available.
The Jesus folks have a lot of money to throw at this.
You mean XM?
Well, just, I mean, you know, there's some Christian channels out there.
Yeah, and XM carries some of that stuff.
The extra ones are probably being bought by people who have a religious motivation. I mean, and they tend to have deep pockets.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're in competition with that.
Yep, and those channels do exist on XM. So I don't know what their agreements are with them or how much they cost, but I imagine it's several thousand dollars per month. That seems like a reasonable amount of money. And, you know, so that's hurdle number one. Hurdle number two is you called it professional, Mark, and I appreciate that. And it doesn't sound...
I said pretty professional.
It doesn't sound like trash.
No.
It sounds pretty good. In fact, I was listening through the KU band channels the other day when I was playing with my satellite dish. And our channel's the best. I mean, just it sounds better than any of the other channels out there. It's got a nice loud sound to it. You tune into it, and you know it's louder than all the other channels, and it's just good sound. But you know, now and then something goes wrong, and there's not a full 24-hour staff here. It's me. So if there's dead air, Ian's got to fix it. You know, so if I'm not around, then the dead air will continue until I can get to either a laptop to log in remotely and, you know, try to fix it that way and or actually physically get back to the LRN.FM studios. And I don't know, like, if I were XM, I would want to make sure that whoever was paying me for the airtime was providing a signal, you know, 24 hours a day without significant interruption. I mean, I guess if the money was right, they probably wouldn't care. But ultimately, you don't want your listeners tuning around and, you know, hitting dead air.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't happen that often, but it happens often enough to where, you know, I would be wary of it if I were them. So, 855-450-FREE. But it's free for you if you want to go and check it out at LRN.FM. Let's go to the phone to your Gene's on the line in Portland, Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gene.
Good evening, gentlemen and young lady. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to feedback on the previous caller about World War One, recalling from my old high school history, high school American history class, right when the Treaty of Versailles was signed, the supreme commander of the French forces during World War One, a man named Marshal Ferdinand Foch, stated, and I quoted, and I quote, this isn't a peace treaty. This is an armistice for 20 years. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Pretty much knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember that quote. I've, you know, done a little bit of studying on World War One. I'm fascinated by it, but I had never heard that particular quote. To just, you know, let everybody know.
No, I can't remember. I can't recall the book or the reference item I got that from. But I don't know. It always stuck in my head for some reason. So,
and, well, they do call it Armistice Day, right? And that's not peace treaty. That's a different thing.
Well, the treaty actually didn't come out until later. The terms didn't come out. Essentially, the war stopped and had been stopped for over a month,
mm-hmm.
and then
before
Germany got its terms, and it was already basically screwed. The government was, they were in shambles. They had been blocked off from a blockade for a very long time, and so their people were starving in the streets, and so their government was in the course of revolution. There was nothing they could do but accept the terms.
Exactly. That's very true. I was going to say, too, for further reading, I would suggest Jim Powell, I think he's still associated with the Cato Institute, wrote a book about Woodrow Wilson. He outlines what you guys had said, that basically Germany and Britain and France were at a standstill and were about ready to, you know, call it a halt. But then the infamous Zimmerman note came out, and that's what got the ball rolling with us, and caused the sinking of Lusitania as well, which basically got us involved and pretty much promoted, made sure that Hitler came to rise and, of course, the second part of World War I took place.
Also, this propagated, let's not forget, the Cold War, because the United States, Great Britain, when France finally did it, French Army, and these powers basically supported Stalin in defeating Hitler and cementing his power. We don't know how long the failing Bolshevik Revolution would have stayed in had they not been supported by the Allies.
Well, remember too, Wilson landed troops, I believe, in St. Petersburg as well, during that whole malaise as well.
The White Revolution, yeah.
So, my other point being, you're talking about I laughed when I heard about what Mayor Bloomberg and his food police are trying to do to halt private charity. I mean, it's just, just basically, whenever I hear something like that, I just think it's just the government hates competition when it comes to providing services.
They want to be the sole provider. They want people to be so dependent on them and so believing that they are so caring. Because they're coming at it from, we can't let you give this food to the homeless because it may not be good enough for them. We want to make sure that the food is, you know, really healthy for the homeless folks. So your bagels, you can just take them home because we don't, we can't test them. So they're trying to position themselves as though they're doing this for the good of the homeless, which is what's the, you know, the most twisted thing.
Well, because this is the same organization that said pizza was a vegetable.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. Yes, sir. Will do. 855-450-FREE.
What, there's tomato sauce on it? Tomato's not a vegetable?
Sure, it is a vegetable.
No, it's a fruit.
Yes, you're right, it is a fruit. But tomato sauce, especially tomato sauce that they use in really cheap school pizza, is filled with sugar and all kinds of extra
corn syrup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are relatively, I mean, when you look at ketchup, it is tomato-flavored sugar paste.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And it's, you know, my wife has flips about Jack, of course, being a child, loves ketchup on anything he can get it on. And, you know, she doesn't want him to have some, all these sweet things. So, you know, it's a big deal when he can go to a restaurant with Daddy and get himself a lemonade and some ketchup with some French fries.
That's special.
It's a good day, right? So, and obviously, that doesn't happen every day by any stretch. I don't try to undermine what she does. But yeah. I think that there's a purpose for having treats and that kind of thing. But the idea that school calls ketchup a vegetable is
right.
Ludicrous. And they've done the same thing with ketchup as they have with pizza.
Really? Yeah. I just think it's really ironic that the government, because they have more ludicrous positions like this, and their food pyramid is built in that way as well, that they could actually come out and say things like this and also then turn around and say that they're concerned with people's health. And it's not just this particular story about homeless people, but they recently in New York City did the soda thing where all of a sudden you can't buy a soda that's over a certain size.
Right. You can buy two, but you can't buy a soda over the certain size.
You can buy sodas over a certain size in certain places. Sodas over 16 ounces were banned from
gas stations,
and other
movie theaters.
Like movie theaters, right? So there's other places like
stores.
Just a regular Subway or whatever, you'd be fine.
I thought restaurants it was banned from too.
Was it? There were some places. Where
I'm not in New York, and if you're in New York, don't
you
go
know?
By.
Yeah, if you're in New York, you can call and tell us at 855-450-FREE. But coming up, we're going to tell you about cuddling, and apparently, what its market value is. Well, I didn't know it had a market value, but it does, because everything does. We'll tell you more here in moments. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.